98.3 The Coast, the best mix in the morning show. It's time for music news from Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Congratulations to Britney Spears and Sam Asghari as they got married yesterday. That's something Britney has been looking forward to since ending her conservatorship, so it's awesome she got to do that. Katy Perry is officially a Las Vegas superstar. Her residency show, Play, is at Resorts World Las Vegas. She was honored this week at the property with a declaration of Katy Perry Day in Clark County, Nevada. She was also presented with a giant honorary key to the Las Vegas Strip. Katy just announced new dates for her Play residency. Her current show runs through August, and then she'll return for shows in October. That's pretty cool. Christina Aguilera has dropped her new Pride collection, which is now available on her store. It's an exclusive four-piece set that features a trucker hat, t-shirts, and hoodies that celebrate her headlining LA Pride this weekend. The hoodie proclaims Say Gay, which is a definite reference to Florida's controversial new law. And the Backstreet Boys surprised fans during their show on Tuesday night at the Hollywood Bowl. They brought out some very special guests on stage, their Backstreet Babies. The group surprised fans when they brought all of their kids, well, most of them, on the stage to perform their song No Place. There were 8 kids on stage. Some did not make an appearance, but AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys said, "We're starting a whole new generation of Backstreet Boys fans, a super group." Hey, maybe they can open for the Backstreet Boys in the future. You never know. That's your music news from Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Hall & Oates, Jets, and Three Doors Down coming up on the Best Mix in the Morning Show, 98.3 The Coast.